Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today on the program, we're joined by social justice activist Dr. Courtney Ziegler, the CEO and founder of WellMoney.com, a social impact platform designed to create partnered access to finances and put money in the hands of those who need it. He's here today to talk to us about his thoughts on fair financial access in 2023. And Dr. Ziegler, thanks for joining us once again here on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me again, Eric. I'm excited to chat with you again.
And I am as well, and I really appreciate your time and coming back out with us here as we close out another year. Now, first things first, why do we as a society still grapple with unfair and exclusionary practices around financial access? Let's start there.
Yeah, great question. And I think it's because we still grapple with exclusionary practices around a number of things like housing, identity. We still deal with racisms and other types of isms, right, across the world. And so that kind of bleeds down into financial access and how people want to spend money or give money out, or how they compensate people for the type of work that they do. So once I think we kind of like continue to grapple with those other kind of isms and things that we face in the, as humans on the planet, it definitely will impact how we can create a better, more equitable financial space.
Yeah, thanks for your insights and feedback there. Much appreciated, and a good place to get things underway here today. Now, if you would explain again how the Well Money platform tackles this problem, I'm sure listeners would appreciate hearing some details there.
Yeah, so Well Money launched earlier this year under the idea that if we can kind of get people together to build a financial community where people are kind of throwing money in a pot of funds, and if someone needs food or rent or need some gas, they can kind of withdraw down from that pot of funds. And so it's the idea that community is important. And there are folks on the planet, or in America in particular, we're an American company, that, you know, give to charity and are philanthropists and want to help individuals. And there are people who need money, and sometimes those people don't often meet. And so we make it easy for those people to meet so that, again, you can help somebody who needs some support with rent or food or anything that's considered a financial emergency under $200.
Well, this is fabulous, and really appreciate what you're doing in the space on behalf of WellMoney.com. Now, do you feel the pandemic has helped or hindered this issue as we head into a new year, 2023?
Yeah, I think I'm an optimist, and so I think it's definitely helped, definitely opened the doors into for folks to give to individuals more. Again, we saw different countries around the world, different governments handing out money to their citizens, right, to take care of them because people lost businesses and things had to close and we were all indoors. And so even here in America, our government gave out stimulus checks and people were like, wow, so you can just give people money. And so it really started to kind of shift, I think, the ways that we thought that we had to give people money, right? There had to be the kind of these stipulations and these high scrutinized ways of giving people money where like forms they have to fill out with nonprofits or things like that. And so with the pandemic, people were like, what's your Cash App? What's your Venmo? I don't need to know who you are. What, you can't eat? You can't pay your rent? You need internet because you're indoors. How can I help? Right. And so I think the pandemic has definitely for the better shifted the ways that we kind of want to give people, help people who need money, and help people who have money want to easily give money to people who need it.
I'd have to say I agree with you there. I think it has helped the cause to push things forward, and you've made some great points as well, and I appreciate that. Today we're speaking with social justice activist Dr. Courtney Ziegler. He is the CEO and founder of WellMoney.com, a social impact platform designed to create partnered access to finances and put money in the hands of those who need it, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, looking ahead here, what do you see as the key outlook for 2023 in regards to financial access and fairness?
I think one of the most important things that, again, asking from your last question, that community building has been central to our understanding of more financially just spaces. And, you know, 2022 has been quite a year for people who are in tech, who have experienced significant layoffs, high inflation, right? Record gas prices, higher cost of food and higher cost of living in general. And at the same time, people who work in the space, in the financial spaces such as myself, are really focused on, okay, these things are real and they're happening. There's still people who in the planet who are philanthropists and who will always want to give to others and help others. At the same time, there's a number of people who want to share access and resources and knowledge in ways that perhaps pre-pandemic didn't happen. And I think that this is a perfect opportunity for us to really kind of return back to community building so that we can share resources and different things to support folks who are around us or who may not even look like us or who may not even know who they are. But because we've all kind of been impacted by so much in 2022, that we can all come together in different ways to help one another out.
And good stuff right there. And also, is there something we as individuals or listeners can do to help drive greater inclusion and access across society?
Yeah, it's kind of an extension of my last answer, that really just be open to helping others. So going back to the tech layoffs, I work in the tech space and I saw tons of people, you know, major companies lay off 70% of their workforce, 10%, 20%, major companies, people who were doing really, really financially well off, even prior to the pandemic. But I also saw in my space people rallying around people who were laid off to figure out, you know, to let them know, like, I know about this opportunity that perhaps you didn't, and perhaps we didn't share it before because there was no need. And so moving forward, I think that, again, that being able to for us to realize that we all kind of are in this together and that we have something to offer someone who doesn't even have to be part of our industry, our community, or who we are, like, and on an identity basis level, but that, like, we all have something to offer to make sure that someone else's life is a little bit less complicated. So community, again, I just want to stress that community building in all ways, shape, or form, I think, is like what we need to really kind of strengthen going into 2023.
Yeah, once again, thanks for your feedback there. And the key takeaway on that is community. It certainly makes all the difference. And thanks for pointing that out. Lastly, do you have any tips or suggestions to share with our listeners as we conclude today?
It's the holiday season for however anybody celebrates. It's also Human Rights Day on December 10th. And so even if you're not a person who celebrates any of the multiple religious holidays or spiritual holidays that happen at the end of this year, just I think my main tip is to be kind of more aware of what's happening in the world. I really appreciate December 10th as Human Rights Day because it reminds us all that, like, despite where we are located on the planet, we all have inalienable rights that are, like, that matter, that we all have the right to live and the right to exist, and the right to live a life that is, doesn't have to be focused on significant wealth, but is prosperous in other ways, socially, with family and things like that. And again, stressing community building again, that, like, my best tip is, like, through for us to go back to return to kind of this community building nature, nurturing aspect of ourselves. And so, yeah, man, we went through a global pandemic. We went through, again, significant inflation, significant layoffs, shifting of industries and economies. And the best thing I think we can do is remember that we're human and that we are all in this together.
Once again, Dr. Ziegler, we thank you for joining us once again and really appreciate all you're doing in the space. And of course, listeners, this is the time of year to come together and to help those in need. And again, Dr. Ziegler has really brought focus to this, and I can't thank you enough. Folks, for more information on this social impact platform designed to create partnered access to finances and put money in the hands of those who need it, it's wellmoney.com. Dr. Ziegler, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today once again on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of your day.
And you're certainly more than welcome anytime. Again, we've been speaking with social justice activist Dr. Courtney Ziegler, the CEO and founder of WellMoney.com, a social impact platform designed to create partnered access to finances and put money in the hands of those who need it. And again, for all the details, it is WellMoney.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.